Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
And it was Bruno Mars at halftime with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wasn't he
at
halftime?
I thought so.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Bruno.
Well, Steven Tyler is, you know, Aerosmith has done the halftime thing. They've been a part of it a few times in a few different ways. But Steven Tyler is going to be on the Super Bowl this year in a commercial. He'll be in a car commercial for Kia. He will get behind the wheel of a Kia on a racetrack, and what they are calling an enhanced version of Dream On will be playing in the background. And then Steven Tyler will floor the car in reverse, okay? And he'll go really fast in reverse on the track. And then he'll come out of the car after going really fast in reverse, and he will emerge as a clean-shaven, younger version of himself. Some time traveling. That's good,
hopefully,
right?
He doesn't time travel back to the early 80s when they're in that period when Joe Perry left the band and he was broke.
Yes,
blew all the 70s money already before the permanent vacation brought it back.
Yeah, if you're going to go backwards, go back to 72 or something like that, or 73.
I'd say 79 was probably pretty heavy.
Oh, they were in trouble there, though. No, that was when they were at their
worst. 77 was Toys in the Attic, so anything after that was party
they
central.
They were at their misbehaving worst at then. Joe Perry was out of the band in 79.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so the best and worst Super Bowl halftime shows, according to Rolling Stone magazine. I think we touched on some of the best yesterday, but I got their top five. Give me what you think is their top five. I think I gave you a few of these yesterday.
Prince, I know, is up near the top because that was stellar. I thought Tom Petty was pretty darn good. And you said you two topped the whole thing, right?
They have, this is according to Rolling Stone. We'll get to the worst ones in a second. But Rolling Stone says U2 was the best one ever. That was the one. This is after September 11th, a few months after September 11th. I don't know where, I forget the venue.
New Orleans.
It was in New Orleans, yeah. Okay. And they're on there, and they're, I think this was into, from Beautiful Day, maybe into Streets Have No Name, or from Bad, or whatever it was. They go into where the Streets Have No Name, and then they scroll down the banners with the names.
Yeah. That was effective.
Oh, my God. That was
chilling.
Yeah. Yeah, let's play. We ought to play that song out of the trash, huh?
No Name?
Yeah, let's dig that one up there. Prince's In the Rain in 2007 is number two. That was really good. They got Beyonce from 2013 is number three. I don't remember that.
That didn't even register with
me. I don't remember that one. This, I thought, was a disaster, and they have it as the fourth best one of all time. Aerosmith, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Nelly, and Mary J. Blige from 2001.
I thought Rolling you were Stone. On stage, too, that day, weren't you? Everybody was on there.
Disgrace. Number five was Bruce Springsteen. All right, now the worst. I got to find the worst ones here. Okay. Here they
to
are.
To those ones, we say...
Dilly dilly.
That's right. And to the other ones, we say pit of misery.
Yeah. Okay, here are, I'll give you the, you won't even remember most of these, I hope not. The five worst, the Blues Brothers was awful. Yeah, they've got that one among the five worst. The Blues Brothers, that's where Jim Belushi came out in 1997. Jim Belushi singing with the Blues Brothers. That was bad. All right.
Pit of Misery.
Also in the Pit of Misery, they have this show from 1995. Patti LaBelle, Tony Bennett, Teddy Pendergrass, and the Miami Sound Machine.
Oh, pit of misery.
Okay, the third worst from 1992, Gloria Estefan and the Olympic figure skaters. 92 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
He should have gone with the 20-minute halftime.
Second worst, I do not remember this at all. Phil Collins, Christina Aguilera, Enrique Iglesias, Tony Braxton, and Tina Turner.
Wow.
Second worst of all time.
Train wreck.
From 2000. The worst Super Bowl halftime show of all time from 2011, the Black Eyed Peas with their light-up robot suits and Slash duetting with Fergie on Sweet Child of Mine. How did that get thrown in there?
I remember the Slash part now.
That is the worst. Where they really went after the Black Eyed Peas with the robot suits and all that crap as the worst Super Bowl thing of all time. So, and who is it this year, Justin?
It's Justin Timberlake. He said there will be no NSYNC and there will be no Janet Jackson.
Oh, there's no reboot. Janet Jackson?
I don't think so.
Dilly dilly.
But you're going to see a lot of that.
All right. Well, maybe he'll do some. Did he say he's going to do Prince? He's
going to do Prince? There's some bets out there. There's some prop bets on whether or not he'll do Prince tune or something.
He's in Minneapolis. Yeah, he should do something for something for Prince. All right. That's the trash. I'm done.
You too. Classic Rock, 92.9 KISM.